Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Today we're going to talk about an article that was written by Dr. Erin Leiba. She practices up in Chicago, and she's got a book coming out soon called Joyful Parenting. This is an article that was in Psychology Today, and the title of it, which I really like, is Not Naughty,
right.
10 Ways Kids Appear to Be Acting Bad But Aren't.
But we entitled this
Misbehavior.
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 But miss is in parentheses.
Right.
You and I put miss
right
in parentheses.
Right.
Good reason for that.
Because behavior is behavior is behavior is behavior.
One of the things I would like for all parents, I'd like for everybody to sign the document, sign a petition, sign something, to just say there's just behavior.
Right.
Okay. We call some things misbehavior, but those are social constructs.
They're social constructs based upon contextual issues.
That's right. And what when Northerners first come to the South and they hear, yes, ma'am, if you don't say that in the South, that's misbehavior.
Right.
That concept doesn't exist in the North.
Right.
So behavior is behavior. Misbehavior is a social construct. There are things that I think are perfectly acceptable for my children to do that their mother thinks is misbehavior.
Right.
She can say, because of her upbringing.
Right.
The only difference is upbringing.
Right.
Okay. So what most kids are doing is not really, they're just behaving, and they're behaving to get their needs met.
Right.
And that's what this article is about.
Right. Yeah. So in this article, Dr. Leiba talks about these 10 ways that kids seem to be acting bad, but they're not.
It looks like misbehavior.
And the first one is not controlling impulses.
Right.
You know, first of all, kids are impulsive.
By nature, they're impulsive.
Especially young kids.
I mean,
you know, one of the things that we teach, we have a Parenting Your ADHD Child course, and we talk about, in that, I'll talk a little bit about preschool kids.
Right.
The very nature of preschool is impulsive,
right.
is overactive,
right.
Is inattentive. You know, you can't sit there and have a discussion with a four-year-old or a five-year-old that lasts more than a minute or two.
Right.
It just doesn't happen.
Right.
Well, I mean, there are kids that you can do that with, but typically speaking, it's that. So when you have a kid that's a little bit impulsive, or sometimes even a lot impulsive, it doesn't mean that they're misbehaving. It just means that that's who they are.
And a 3 and 4 year old is an impulsive child. They're impulsive. They do things on impulse.
Yeah.
They by nature they do that. They're not misbehaving.
Right.
They're normal kids.
We get frustrated.
Yes. Yeah.
But,
because we don't want them to be impulsive, but they are.
Yeah. The second thing is overstimulation.
Right.
And again, kids get overwhelmed. You know, when they're I like to think of it as just even as energy. You know, when you have a kid and you take them into an environment that has a lot of other people and things like that, they're going to get revved up.
Take a kid to a grocery store.
Yeah.
There's just too much to deal with.
There's too much
overstimulation.
It's too bright. There's too many colors. There's too many things. There's too many new things.
Take them to Disney World. We live near Disney World. Take a kid to Disney World.
Right.
They're going to unravel because there's just too much stimulation.
Yeah.
So you have to be aware that kids are easily overstimulated because they can't self-regulate.
Right. Right. So that's number two. Number three is core conditions.
Yeah. Right.
And I like this idea because we don't do a good enough job of this as parenting. And that is, you know, looking at the conditions that are contributing to their behaviors.
Right.
Like the idea of hangry.
Right.
I like that because kids get irritable. Adults get irritable when they're hungry.
Right.
And so they get angry when they're hungry. So that's where we get hangry.
Right.
So, you know, when your kid is behaving in ways that you don't find appropriate...
Right.
You know, look back at what's going on around and see if you can if it's conditional.
Yeah, it's easier for adults to say, I'm starving right now, but I know I'm going to eat shortly.
Right.
Kids don't go through
that
mental process. When they're hungry, they're hungry and they want to eat right now.
Right.
They don't think it'll be 10 minutes from now and I can wait.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we as adults typically have control over that, whereas right. the kid doesn't.
Yeah, so monitor, you know, sleeping and eating. Mm-hmm. Hungry and tired kids are difficult right. to be with.
Right. Okay. The expression of big feelings is number four. Mm-hmm. And, right. and, you know, again, as you said, kids experience all the same feelings and emotions and many times thoughts that we do right. as adults.
That's right.
They just don't have the vocabulary and the ways in which we have to articulate those mm-hmm. feelings. Mm-hmm. And so they express them in physical terms. They right. express them in maybe more primitive
That's right,
terms.
More primitive. Right.
And so, again, it's not misbehavior. It's just the tools that they have to express their feelings.
That's right. And when their feelings get real big,
right.
the worst thing to do is to have your feelings get too big.
Right.
This is the time to unravel, unwind,
right.
bring air, bring the temperature down. Okay, it's our obligation as the adults to bring things down.
Right. Now, number five is their what we often see as overactivity.
Right.
The developmental need for tons of movement.
Right.
Kids need to move.
You have grandchildren.
Yes.
God, I was with my 2-year-old grandson a few months ago. And I mean, he never stops me. He's
right.
he's either moving at full speed or he's asleep.
Right.
There's no, you know, he might pause to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it. The rest
yeah.
of the time, he's just moving.
Yeah.
And it's not frenetic movement. He's just a normal, active 2.5-year-old.
Right.
Right.
Right. And it's so funny because there's wonderful videos on Facebook and YouTube and everything where, you know, you have that 1.5-year-old, 2-year-old. Right. You know, and they walk away, and then you do something, and they come back, and then they right. go away, and you do it again, and they come back, and it's like they just keep moving. As adults, we'd be like, okay, that's it. I'm not going to keep doing this. Right. But the kid just keeps going back and forth and back and forth. They just move.
It was a hoot watching
yeah.
him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has two speeds, sleeping and active.
Sleeping and awake. Number six is developmentally wired to resist and become independent.
I want to repeat that. They are wired to be independent.
Yes.
They want to break. They start at 2.
Yeah.
Saying no.
Yep.
I mean, that's the first inkling that they are going to be their own person.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They are constantly, from the age of 2 or so, moving away.
Right.
They want to be separate from us.
They want to get along with us, but they want to do it on their terms. They
right.
want to do it their way. Okay.
Right.
And you have to allow that balance.
Yeah. We don't want to always battle that.
No,
because
gosh.
That's a battle that we will not enjoy
no.
at all.
Mm-mm.
Number seven is core strengths that trip them up too.
Mm-hmm.
So they get sort of tripped up by some of these strengths that they have
right.
And some of these behaviors that they have as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's difficult for them to be, you know, really driven in all the areas that we want them to be driven in. They may be really interested in one thing or really interested in something else. And just because they don't want to do what we want them to do
right.
doesn't mean they're misbehaving.
That's right. And sometimes when kids are very good at something, like kids who are exceptionally good in school,
mm-hmm.
let's say they're in gifted programs, or they're exceptionally good at sports,
mm-hmm.
frequently those children have difficulty with falling short or failing,
right?
You know, so they're so used to succeeding at everything that as soon as they encounter something that, where they're not successful, they just fall apart,
right?
Okay, so we have to be careful that the core strength doesn't also become a liability,
right? Right. So you know, understand that they're going to have these particular interests, but also recognize that they're going to have difficulty with that variability in performance.
Right.
You know, that's why they cry when they strike out.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm working. I know a guy now who had to quit playing tennis as a youngster because he broke so many rackets. He just kept smashing his rackets. His brain said, we better not do this.
Wow.
So they put him in something where the ball was made of rubber.
What?
So it wouldn't break.
What?
Basketball.
Oh, okay. Well, and he didn't have a racket to break.
He didn't have anything to break.
Yeah.
That's right. He couldn't break the basketball.
That's right.
So,
number eight is the fierce need for play.
Right.
Kids want to play. This
fierce.
Goes along with the movement thing.
That's right.
They got to move. They got to play. They got to be engaged in something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is unreasonable. And I hope my mom's listening to this because this is what happened when we were kids.
What?
It is not.
Your mother was nice to you.
It is not reasonable to think that, you know, a 5 or 6-year-old
mm-hmm.
is going to be able to sit quietly in a church service for an hour.
No.
It's not reasonable.
No, it's not.
You know how much I got in trouble for that?
about as much as I did, probably.
Whew.
Yeah.
Man.
No, we were always in trouble for something.
Yeah.
Something, you know.
There's always the, you just wait till we get home.
That's right. That's
do you want to go back in? You want to go outside?
I want to go outside. Want to go to the back of the church? I'll take you in the back.
That was,
I'll take you in the basement.
Those were, well, we didn't have basements.
Yeah,
but,
we did.
Man. But they have a fierce need for play. So
right.
they're going to, again, it goes back to the movement. It goes back to the impulsivity. It goes back to the overactivity. It's all of that is related to this fierce need to play.
And they're not messing up the house.
Right.
They're just playing. They
right.
want to make tents and build
that's,
things.
That's
and
right.
Stuff.
That's right. Now, number nine is reaction to their parents'
mm-hmm.
mood.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you're irritable and agitated and cranky with them,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be irritable and agitated
cranky.
And cranky with you.
That's right.
It just
they're going to
mirror.
They're going
to
if you're angry,
yeah,
they're going to match it. If you're happy, they're going to match it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we got to be aware of that. And again, it's not misbehavior.
Right.
It's just what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, number 10 is response to inconsistent limits.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this one because this is something that we work with parents on all the time.
Right.
You have to be consistent. If you're inconsistent, your kid's going to respond to that.
That's right.
And it's not the kid's fault.
Right.
You know, it's the slot machine,
mm-hmm.
right? The only reason that we sit there and pump coin after coin after coin in the slot machine
mm-hmm.
is because we know that eventually we will win.
Eventually you're going to win something.
Kids behave the same way. If they know that you're inconsistent, so
mm-hmm.
eventually you're going to let them get away
right.
with the behavior, they're going to keep trying it, especially
if
it's something that they enjoy.
That's right. Right.
So they're just going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
Because mm-hmm. eventually they know they're going to get
right.
what they're looking for.
You know, if there's a rule in the house, no jumping on the couch,
mm-hmm.
and a couple of times you thought, oh, it's so funny when he's jumping on the couch.
Right.
He's going to keep jumping on the couch no matter what you do.
That's right.
Because, you know what, is this going to be one of those funny times?
This could be a funny time.
This could be a funny time,
so I'm going to
keep jumping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you have to be consistent
right.
with those limits
mm-hmm.
or else they're going to behave accordingly. And again, not misbehavior. They're just responding to the environment.
Right. Yeah, one of the things we say over and over again is you have to do it every time.
Right.
And so unless you're willing to do it every time, don't start.
Don't.
Okay?
Yeah.
If it really does, and we say to parents, you always have to intervene when it's dangerous. You
right.
always have to intervene when
yeah.
it's destructive. Everything else is sort of negotiable.
Right.
And if you don't want to do it every time, don't start.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely. So... All right, so that's
yeah.
the 10. Definitely
like
check
10.
Out that
yeah.
that article. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
I like those 10, those,
yeah.
that list of 10.
Yeah,
there.
It's really a nice, succinct
yeah.
Summary.
Yep.
Good advice there.
Absolutely. Before we go for the day, I'd like to remind again
yeah.
That throughout this month of May, for our UK listeners, there's a contest going on that is for the Lumi Body Clock. All right? And so you can check out the rules and... stipulations and everything
right.
by following the link in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do the things, I think you have to reply to
right.
a post
mm-hmm.
or something. So there's a few things that you need to do. But if you do that, you can win. You can be entered to win a Lumi body clog. I think it's worth about £60 or
right.
so. So
yeah.
it's pretty. It's
Which
a pretty about $110.
Yeah,
dollars
over
or something.
100.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So so fantastic. Check it out. They're really cool things. That I think you'll really like. So
we're going to check with Amazon and have it delivered
That's
by
right.
a drone.
That's ooh, that'd be cool.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
So, you know, one other thing that we haven't been, for some reason, we haven't been announcing so far this week, and that is Thursday night. So this is going to
oh,
be
that's right.
the evening of the 18th, May 18th.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be talking about tape 3 of
mm-hmm.
13 Reasons Why.
That's right.
We're going to record that live through
mm-hmm.
YouTube starting at 6:30 Eastern Time.
Right.
So if you're interested in talking about tape 3, which is going to be what episodes 5 and 6, we'll be doing that this coming Thursday. Well,
right.
this is going to be released on Wednesday, so that will be tomorrow night. So
mm-hmm.
Check that out. We'd love for you to join us. You can chat with us live while we're recording
yeah,
it. You'll
cool.
really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fantastic. So,
yep.
All right.
Very
Maybe
good.
I'll take this clip from this recording and put it on the other ones.
That would be good.
That would be good.
Mm-hmm.
If I can be that fancy. I don't know if I can be.
Be
good. That's a lot of work.
Is
so,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, all right. That's it. Until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.